Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Alpha Trader by Brent Donnelly presents a practical, market veteran view of what separates durable trading performance from occasional lucky runs. Positioned at the intersection of psychology, process, and quantitative thinking, the book frames trading as a professional craft built on repeatable decision-making rather than predictions. Donnelly emphasizes that edge is rarely a single indicator or secret setup. It is the combination of sound risk control, well-defined playbooks, and the discipline to execute under uncertainty. The work is widely associated with discretionary macro and FX-oriented thinking, but its principles translate to equities, futures, and crypto because it focuses on universal mechanics like sizing, expectancy, and regime awareness. Readers can expect a structured tour through mindset and habits, the design of robust methodologies, and the mathematics that keep a trader solvent while their edge plays out over hundreds of trades. The tone is direct and applied, aimed at traders who want professional-level structure without relying on hype or shortcuts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, professional mindset and decision discipline. A central theme is that trading outcomes are the product of decisions made repeatedly under pressure, not the product of occasional brilliance. The book highlights how professionals cultivate emotional control, patience, and a willingness to be wrong quickly. Rather than chasing constant action, the disciplined trader waits for situations where the risk to reward is favorable and where the market context supports the trade idea. This mindset includes treating trading as a business with process metrics, preparation, execution quality, and post-trade review. It also involves separating identity from P&L so that losses do not trigger revenge trading or oversized bets. A practical takeaway is to create routines that reduce impulsive behavior, such as pre-market planning, clear entry and exit rules, and checklists that confirm a setup meets requirements. The professional approach also accepts that uncertainty is permanent, so confidence must come from a tested process and statistical expectation, not from certainty about the next tick. Over time, the trader aims to become consistent in behavior, because consistency in behavior is what allows any real edge to compound. Secondly, building repeatable methodology with playbooks. The book stresses that a methodology should be explicit enough to repeat and evaluate, while flexible enough to adapt across instruments and regimes. This is often expressed through playbooks, a small library of trade types. The trader understands deeply, including why they work, what invalidates them, and how to manage them. Instead of collecting endless indicators, the methodology focuses on market structure, catalysts, flows, and context. For example, a playbook might be built around breakout continuation, mean reversion after exhaustion, or macro-driven trends, with rules for timing and risk placement. The emphasis is on clarity: what conditions must be present, what signals are noise, and what the trader does if the trade moves for or against them. A strong methodology also includes preparation habits, like mapping key levels, identifying upcoming events, and defining scenarios ahead of time. With playbooks, improvement becomes measurable because the trader can review a specific pattern, track statistics, and refine execution. This framework helps avoid style drift, where a trader changes approaches midstream and loses the ability to learn what actually works. Thirdly, risk management as the foundation of survival and growth, risk control is presented as the non-negotiable core of professional trading. The book underscores that even with a real edge, poor sizing and loose risk limits can destroy an account through drawdowns that are mathematically hard to recover from. Key ideas include defining risk per trade, setting maximum daily or weekly loss limits, and using position sizing that matches the volatility and liquidity of the instrument. Rather than thinking only in terms of stop distance, the trader frames risk in terms of expected loss under adverse moves, including gaps and event risk. This approach encourages planning around worst-case scenarios and being realistic about slippage. The book also reinforces that risk is not just about losing less, it is about creating room for the edge to play out. Small, consistent risk allows a trader to endure inevitable losing streaks and remain emotionally stable. Another important point is adapting aggressiveness to performance and conditions, pressing when in sync and conditions are favorable, and scaling down when execution is poor or markets are choppy. Good risk management turns trading from gambling into a controlled process with bounded downside. Fourthly, the mathematics of edge, expectancy, and variance. A practical trader cannot rely on feelings alone. The book brings in the math that explains why some approaches survive and others blow up. Expectancy is a recurring concept, the combination of win rate, average win, average loss, and costs that determines whether a strategy makes money over time. The discussion naturally connects to variance, showing how even positive expectancy systems can suffer long drawdowns, especially when trade count is low or risk is too high. Understanding distributions helps traders set realistic expectations, avoid over-optimizing, and resist abandoning a good approach after a normal losing streak. The math also informs position sizing decisions by linking risk per trade to the probability of ruin and the depth of likely drawdowns. Another critical aspect is the role of transaction costs, spreads, and slippage, which can quietly turn a marginal strategy into a losing one. By emphasizing statistics and repetition, the book encourages traders to track results by playbook and market regime, so they can distinguish signal from randomness. The overall message is that discipline plus a quantified edge is what makes performance durable. Lastly, execution, review, and continuous improvement loops. Beyond ideas and theory, the book focuses on how professionals execute and learn. Execution quality includes choosing the right order types, respecting liquidity, and understanding when patience is better than forcing a fill. It also covers the practical reality that trades often need management, scaling in or out, adjusting stops based on evolving information, and avoiding the trap of micromanaging every fluctuation. A key concept is the feedback loop: journaling, tagging trades by playbook, recording reasons for entry, and evaluating whether outcomes were driven by process or luck. This creates a path to incremental gains, such as improving entry timing, reducing errors, or filtering low-quality setups. Continuous improvement also involves studying one's own behavioral patterns, which market conditions trigger impulsivity, which times of day degrade decisions, and how fatigue affects risk-taking. The professional approach is to treat mistakes as data, not as personal failures. Over time, these review loops tighten the connection between the trader's methodology and their real-world behavior, aligning intentions with actions. The result is a trading practice that evolves while remaining grounded in measurable standards. In conclusion, this book is best suited for intermediate to advanced traders who are tired of collecting tips and want a professional framework, but it can also help motivated beginners who are willing to learn process before profits. Readers who trade FX, macro themes, futures, or equities will find value because the emphasis is on universal drivers, mindset, structured playbooks, risk control, and the statistics of edge. The benefit to a reader's life comes from replacing reactive behavior with intentional decision-making. By adopting clear risk limits, defined routines, and a review process, a trader can reduce stress, avoid destructive overtrading, and build consistency that supports long-term goals. Compared with many trading books that focus on a single indicator set or inspirational stories, AlphaTrader stands out for integrating psychology, methodology, and math into one operating system. That integration matters because strong analysis without risk control still fails, and good risk control without a repeatable edge becomes stagnation. The book is worth buying if you want a realistic view of what professional trading demands and a structured way to turn experience into measurable improvement across hundreds of trades. If you would like to support Brent Donnelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.